use Lynn. Because both of them have different avenues of, each team probably has somebody in charge of public relations or coordination. And,
or flight department.
And you're never going to get to them unless you have a contact to get in the door.
That's right.
Most of them have a flight department, and that's probably where you want to start, talking to the pilots rather than PR guys or whatever, because the pilots dictate where they're going to go initially, and they run it up the flagpole and see what's going to happen.
I don't know what the county's thinking about doing, but one of the biggest complaints that you hear up there when a crew comes in, man, I had to sit in traffic for an hour and a half to get into the damn traffic.
Del Dot.
They rented a car.
Del Dot, yeah.
Yeah, we need to raise that with our Del Dot rat. Not pointing any fingers.
And it's not because of Del Dot's done something wrong. It's just because of the traffic pattern. And they're in a rental car, so everybody thinks they're just a normal person going to the track.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking if we had the, and I'm not saying Jor Lynn bus, I just keep saying that. But
right.
Whatever, I mean, if it's a limo's rent for about what buses do now, if that's all you need. But again, I have to know what the quantity is, because the last thing I want to do is promise these guys something and have them waiting there mad because 15 of them got in the first limo and they got to wait for them to go to Georgetown and get back again to come get them.
Yeah, you've got to have a good assessment of what you promise.
I don't want to make anybody mad.
It's got to be flexible. I mean, it can't be, you know, we're going to have a 50-passenger bus that leaves right after the race and go to the airport, you know, because, you know, sometimes people will crash in the middle of the race and they're done and they just, you know, race for the airplane and leave. And, you know, if they got to wait till the end of the race to get on a bus with everybody else and then come down here, that's not going to work either. So,
I mean, it sounds like you don't think it's a good idea, so.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you got to be.
You're better off to have 50
understand how the race really works. And
then you've got the same problem you have if they're running rental cars, unless you put, so well, we can get state police escort.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Somehow we've got to find that niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our consultant who consults at airports, he said the helicopter. He said if you get them a helicopter and you fly them from Dover to Georgetown, they will be impressed and they will come back. But I'm thinking that's expensive.
I don't know. It's going to probably be $2,000 an hour.
How much?
$2,000 an hour for the helicopter. You know, and that's for a 6-person helicopter. So you're not taking a lot of people because they helicopter out of there to Cheswold, which is a short flight. It's a 20-minute flight. And it's not bad, but you have to be in between turn 3 and 4 to helicopter out. So you have to wait till the end of the race. So I don't know physically how many people you could helicopter to Georgetown, because that's going to be, what, about a 30-minute jaunt 20, there?
Yeah, 20 to... But the problem is I don't think they helicopter during the race.
No, they don't.
It's
at the end of the race.
On that side.
It's at the end of the race because they won't get... The airspace is locked up.
And over on the side lot is where the helicopter in.
Mm-hmm.
After, during, and after the race. Before, during, and after. But then right after the race, they'll also have the helicopters leaving out. And they usually get the crews first.
Mm-hmm.
And airlift them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember sitting there one time for several hours. If you're a lonely Del Dot civilian, you wait. You wait. I mean, I was sitting there waiting 2 hours one time. I'm like, holy moly, this isn't quick.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're trying to offer is quick and easy transportation between the track and the airplane. And, you know, maybe a bus, it may be, you know, working with Del Dot to get them into that special lane, you know, with some kind of a big sticker for the car or, you know, something. But,
I wouldn't think that is
a helicopter or whatever, but I mean that the goal is get them back and forth quick and easy.
To get them in that Del Dot lane, I don't think is an issue. We probably ought to be able to get some sort of decal permission or something just for the crews. Mm-hmm. That's probably something Dave, you and I can work on.
Yeah.
If that's the route to go.
And that would also, if they even did. Yeah, they do the rental cars, and they've got a sticker that goes in there, and that solves the problem, and it doesn't cost us anything.
How many